All right, we are joined in the media center by Top Fuel Provisional number one qualifier Austin Prock, who went to the top of his with his run of 3.682, 334 miles an hour. Austin, if this holds, it would be your first career number one qualifier, and to do it in this fashion with some extra money on the line and a cool bonus and kind of the whole scene tonight, that would be pretty special, I would imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've dreamt of getting a number one qualifier, so I really do hope it sticks. But I think the coolest part was doing it right next to my teammate, going 1-2. You know, John Force Racing, we won the 15 grand last year in Top Fuel and Funny Car, and to go 1-2 in Dragster again this year, that just says how strong this team is. But this car's been coming along, you know, since before Indy when we went and did that test. It hasn't really showed the last two weekends, but everything's still there. We just got to make the right, you know, adjustments, and then you get a performance like this. So we seem to be peaking at the right time every time we do something good, you know, to get this 15 grand on top of it. You know, thank you to the Motor Speedway for putting this money up, and you know, hopefully, well, actually, I do get to keep it. I just might not get to keep number one.
You know, obviously, you guys are probably sitting back there for a little, you know, a little bit of time with just, you know, the stuff going on. How do you stay focused, or what kind of communication is there between you and your team just to stay ready and know you could, you know, you had something good?
You know, I don't even have a radio in my car. They don't want to listen to me, and I don't want to listen to them, you know, when I'm getting in the zone. But, you know, the DJ helped. You know, I got to listen to a couple jams. I poked my guys a couple times. I'm like, hey, go up there and play some Nate Dogg, you know. So, but never got that out of them. But that would have been the icing on the cake. But definitely worth the wait. You know, it's painful sitting in these race cars. I was telling the guys that were driving me back in the pimped out Flex that, you know, you get sitting in there and you sit so long and you get these, like, phantom itches, or at least I do, and you're so confined in there you can't itch your ass. And then you're just waiting for it to go away, and you know, but it, like I said, it all paid off.
Yeah, it's such a good start to the countdown, Redding. You know, number four qualifier, runner-up, two off weekends. What does this do to rebuild that confidence you just started to rebuild?
We got that fire under us again, you know. So it's, like I said, everything's been there, you know, but when it all comes together like this, it's really, there's a lot of satisfaction in it. So, you know, hopefully we made a decent run the first Q1 today. We went, I think, six quick, and then we go low this second session, and this is kind of how Redding shaped up for us. You know, if we keep going up and down the track, you don't want to race Joe Barlam and Ron Tobler on Sunday.
You talked about, you know, this is kind of the same scenario that happened in Redding where you make some good runs early. How is important has that been for you guys to get in a couple good runs?
It's huge. In this four qualifying, these last three races is going to help us tremendously, because our notebook isn't that big. We haven't really made that many. We've been to all the races this year, but haven't made that many runs, and especially great runs. So we got a handful of them now, and we just got to keep picking away at them, and like I said, make the right adjustments when it counts, and it'll put up the number if it goes.
Knowing conditions are going to change drastically tomorrow, it's going to be hot, but do you feel like today at least gives the team confidence going into tomorrow?
Yeah, absolutely, because we're on both ends of the spectrum right now. We went and made a nice clean 380, didn't hurt anything. You know, that'll be money when it's 90 degrees outside and the track's 140 tomorrow. So, you know, we got that under our belt, and then we went out and pushed and run 68 and ended up getting the 15K. So I feel like overall it was just about perfect to kind of balance out the weekend.
And can you talk about just the way this team is kind of surged at the end of the year, whether it's a championship or not, to get a win, to get a bonus like this? How important has that been just overall?
It's been huge. You know, you want to end out the season on a strong note so you can roll into the next season with a little confidence and not have to think about it all, you know, 3 months off. So we're just peaking at the right time. This playoff system has played into our favor quite a bit, because I mean, we were stinking it up a majority of the season. So to get it turned around and just, you know, everybody on this team works so hard. You watch these crew guys, and I've worked on these cars firsthand too. When you ain't going rounds, it really isn't any fun. Drag racing is either a blast or miserable. There's not much in between. So we're on the high end of the stick right now.
Yeah, Mike, John, you guys
good? Seems like Clay didn't want to get off that saddle. What was that conversation
like? Oh, absolutely not. I love Clay. You know, he gave me the opportunity to fill in for him last year, so we have a great relationship. But it's awesome to see his race car run as well as it has the past few races too. You know, they've been ripping off 69s and 68s like that quite frequently, so glad to see that for him. You know, but I'm definitely not upset I took the check away from him.
John, you want anything?
Again, you talked about the race, the lap being side by side with Brittany. How cool cool is that, knowing what she, you know, what she's been doing all year internationally?
It's awesome, you know. Like Ron Tobler told me when we were walking out of the pit, the announcers and everybody and their brother up there was talking about Brittany Force this and Grubnik this and how they're going to go low and this and that. And he said even when the ET boards lit up, they were like, "Oh, and Brittany Force goes 368," and they stumbled because we beat her this time. So definitely cool. You know, that's the best car in the business right now, quickest and fastest. Like we talked about earlier with the top 10 speed records, and you know, to outdo her, you know, one night like this is very cool.
Oh, good, awesome. Thanks, Austin. Congrats.
Thank
man.
You.
Good luck tomorrow.